KO4 HKX mobile.
Patrick, KO4 CEF mobile.
Good morning, KN4 TFW mobile.
Gentlemen, it's Monday.
I say that with a lot of enthusiasm. Morning, Ken.
I'm going to be sitting here a while waiting to defrost.
It's 23 up here right now.
Two. He's into the garage. It's saying 37. I know that's not right. The Weather Channel was calling it 29.
Up now.
Cold this morning.
I think winter has arrived, KO4 HKX.
Snow.
A year. That's the limit.
Got Mama's Jeep.
Go home and get out of it.
These days when it was there for months and months.
In a couple areas with some flurries up here. So it won't be long before we're getting snow.
Saw where they had a couple areas up in North Carolina. I guess probably the higher elevations were getting snow.
It's up above 3,500 feet where the ones getting the flurries. And they still got me by about 800-900 feet.
For Thanksgiving, it'll be like 80 degrees.
So it's down to 21 up here now.
Yeah.
Peaceful and pretty uneventful.
Up yet?
Done anything with it. I'm still trying to decide which way I want to go with that.
Ian, you and the wife doing that?
Man, she wanted to redo the living room furniture and that. So Saturday we were out looking for a sofa that had some recliners in it and everything. So that was a all-day event. And then Sunday we rearranged the living room and did some stuff like that.
Got new furniture?
Couch, it delivers next week.
Got our couch, it's time for a new one.
I don't even have a couch anymore, I only got two recliners since it's just the two of us, but they both need to be replaced too.
Yeah, the problem is all the grandkids want to sit with you when you're, you know, when they're over, and we just have a recliner love seat, so it's got a console in the middle, so nobody can really sit with you. And that, so we were looking for something, and then all the recliners, they're just, you know, they're the back either isn't high enough or it doesn't support your head, or it's my ankles hang over, and I got a bad ankle anyway, and that just makes it hurt, so it was hard to find one.
My wife and getting rid of the big couch and just going to two recliners. She don't want to hear nothing about all
the couch as much.
I need to just lay down on the couch. That's some of the best naps, right?
It reclines, and I usually sleep pretty good on it if I do it that way. The downside is if you lay across, you know, a lot of times that, I guess the bars or whatever in it to make it a recliner is not quite as comfortable.
Me and not in my recliner.
Recliner, the dog has claimed it. She gets all pissed off if you sit in it. Then we have a futon, but it's just not, it's great for laying on, but it's not good for, you know, sitting on for company and that. So we rearranged it so everybody could at least watch the TV anyway.
Here, well, we got to rearrange and get ready for the tree to go in the living room.
We'll probably be putting the Christmas tree up next weekend.
It up, and then this weekend, and she wanted it up. The granddaughter's coming over Saturday, and it's for her birthday party. And she wanted it up.
The wife off if I let her put one on the back deck. So she puts that up like 1st of November. And then the other one will usually go up right after Thanksgiving, which I think this year we're going to do the artificial that we got, since we're probably going to go to the beach, that way we ain't got to worry about water and nothing.
Probably wait till after Thanksgiving Day or the day after, but my son's got to work that weekend, so, and Thanksgiving. given day. So he still comes over and helps put the tree up. So we're just going to do it this weekend.
Same with us, and that said we're going to be out of town for Thanksgiving, so we went ahead and got it up a little early.
We're at that time of year already.
Next week's the last full week of Thanksgiving. It's early.
And it's a full week until sometime in December.
Field day coming around the corner, too.
It is this year.
Exact day, yeah. Usually it's kind of the about the third week of January.
Figure out a way to get together that day.
It could be a fun one to do.
To come, too.
It just depends on what, you know, what we got going on.
Mount you up a radio to you.
No problem at all.
I'd be some kind of portable antenna, though, so that when we do go out of town, I could take it with me.
In the parking lot, the official day is January 28th and the 29th.
Had to try to make plans for that. KO4HX.
Kind of places would be worthwhile to try to get, you know, you could try to do a campground or something, but then again, maybe a park if you don't get run off. I mean, I doubt there'd be many people out there.
Home State Forest closes during that time.
Internet a little bit, see what kind of things people do maybe around here and get some ideas on where to set up. I mean, you could always do it in the yard, but that's not really central to everybody. But it'd be, you know, it'd be nice if we could figure out something where we'd all meet up. But, you know, just like Saturday morning, get set up, play on the radio the rest of the day, and then everybody could go home and sleep in their nice warm bed.
Here you can go into the Pisgah National Forest, and you should be able to get one of the shelters. They're open-air shelters just overhead. So that would probably help a little bit.
I think I'm going to head on in here and get ready for this meeting, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe on the road this morning, and hopefully I'll read you at least tomorrow morning, since today's my late day. I won't get off till about 5:30 or so. So y'all have a good one. Like I said, 7-3, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a great day, and Ken, I'm going to have to make the jump, KO4HX.
Have an awesome day. KN4 TFW QSY.